Yeah.
Hey, Johnny. Obviously, there's going to be a lot changing. We've talked about it coming into today, and it's going to be kind of the talk this off season. How exciting, though, is the prospect to kind of get some stability and see where all this talent can go with some consistency?
Yeah. I think we learned a lot about our team kind of the second half of the year. I thought we did a lot of good things on the second half of the year, obviously. We're still out of playoffs, and it was, sucked. But, I thought learned a lot about our team, and hopefully we can all have, good off season and come prepared for next year, because I know no one wants to go through that again like the year we had.
Obviously, these first 2 years since you signed are not what you signed up for, what you want, how you wanted it to go. What did those 2 years, I guess, do for your motivation personally?
Yeah.
Going forward, you got 5 years left in that contract.
So. Yeah. Like you said, hockey-wise, it's been tough. Outside of hockey, we love it. Love the city. Love being here. It's a special place. But the hockey part, it's been tough. So hopefully, we can kind of turn this thing around. Like I said, the second half of the season, I thought we did some really good things as a team. And like you said, I have five more years here, so hopefully I'd like to build something here and, try to make it back to the playoffs and do some special things here because, like I said, I really enjoy my time here away from the rink, so it'd make it a lot more enjoyable, starting to win games and playing into.
Johnny, this season the team finished in a similar position as last year, but does this season going into the offseason feel any different vibes-wise than last season to you?
Not really. I mean, whether we're 2 points out of a playoff spot or whatever we were, we're not in the playoffs. So everyone needs to be better, starting with myself. And, us older guys need to make sure we're holding everyone accountable as a team and making sure we're having a good off season and working hard in the off season and doing all the right things and coming next season, prepared and, ready to – try to do something special here and, give these fans in our city something fun to watch because they haven't been watching a lot of fun hockey here in the past. So, and they've been great for us. They've supported us all year long and they're nonstop sellout crowds. So they deserve better and we're going to try to do that for them.
And many guys in the locker room have mentioned all year that the room has really seemed to improve. The team has really come together. From your point of view, is that something that you're seeing, the team seems closer than ever to you?
I mean, I've only been here for 2 years, so obviously I think we still need to, do a lot more to get to where we want to be. Have we taken some steps in the right direction? I think so. But, no one in that locker room wants to be where we're at today, not in the playoffs. So, we still have a lot of things to work on and get better at. But, we keep doing all the little things right and prepare this summer and come in prepared for next season. Those little steps we did take this year will only help us for next season.
You admitted that your season didn't get off to the start that you wanted. How can you change that for next season?
Yeah, obviously, probably bear down on my scoring chances a little bit more. I think I missed a bunch of breakaways, probably should have scored. Had a few goals called off. Hit a couple posts and crossbars. And just bear down on my chances. Be smart in the defensive zone so we can get odd man rushes and try to make plays and set people up and go from there. But have a good off season as well. Try to skate a lot and a lot more than I did last summer. I think last summer skated a little bit less with the new baby. I was just hanging around her as much as I could. And so I'm definitely going to try to skate a lot more this summer, be in the gym a little bit more and come ready to go next year.
You basically by the end of the year, it seemed like you had a line mate of the week for you. How difficult is it to develop chemistry when they have so many different players you're playing with?
Yeah, it's difficult. You want to have one or two guys you're with for most of the season, and that's the hard part about injuries and, you know, guys missing games and whatnot. And you're losing games, you know. You know, sometimes it's not working, but when you find that chemistry with a player or two players and you just keep building off a game in and game out practice and each day of practice, it definitely helps in games. And you can – I've had the opportunity in the past to play with a few guys where I was with them for pretty much most of the season, and you kind of know where they're at on the ice, like the back of your mind. So, and you just repeat that game in and game out, and you know, some when you're playing with different guys every single night, it's tough to build that chemistry and to know where they're at and to play on the same page and whatnot.
You mentioned kind of the second half of the season is kind of a turning point, as something kind of to build off of. What specifically comes to your mind when you say, okay, the second half we played worthy of, you know, like Columbus Blue Jackets hockey? Mm-hmm. Like what kind of comes to mind for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, our speed, being smart with the puck on the blue lines a little bit more, you know, playing with leads the third periods. I think, you know, we played a lot better in third periods and trying to kick that in the butt, get that out of our system. And but yeah, and in the locker room, in the weight room, a lot of just little things where, as a team, it's only going to help us for next season. And you know, obviously, like I said, we still have ways to go, but you know, those little steps we took this year, we need to remember them for next year and build off them, and hopefully that'll get us off to a better start.
And obviously a lot of young names, a lot of young talent that's coming in, especially late here. I mean, what kind of do you see that potential, especially from kind of these new faces, like from, you know, making their NHL debuts, these faces that are kind of getting their first taste of what NHL hockey is? Do you see that potential for, I guess, you know, a change is going to come through, like, the youth movement here?
Yeah, I mean, we're the youngest team in the NHL, so we have a lot of youth, a lot of young guys. You know, it's a lot of potential, like you said, but at the end of the day, you know, with the amount of young guys we have, you know, we need to put the best 12 guys that are going to help us win games, and, you know, it's great they can push each other, you know, to try to crack the lineup and make our team. And with that many young guys and all the potential there, you know, they're going to be challenging each other and making our team better and making each other better, and that's a good upside.
Johnny, you talked a lot about changes and improvements that you guys did make. A year mm-hmm. ago, we all sat in here, and there was the word accountability was used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think from an accountability standpoint there were improvements in this team, and where did you see them?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's still room for improvement. I mean, you know, definitely need to get better in a lot of situations on the ice and stuff. But I think our captain and our leaders did a great job, you know, holding our team and our young guys accountable and day in and day out. And obviously, you know, it didn't show for the season and wins and losses. But like I said, those little steps that in our locker room that we're trying to make, you know, those four guys are doing a great job at, you know, keeping myself and everyone else in line and trying to make sure we can grow as a team. And so that second half of the season, you know, I think they did a great job with that.